This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. We've had some marvelous cool mornings lately. They're not every morning. They're sort of sporadic. But boy, when they are cool mornings, they are glorious, and I feel so feisty on those cool fall mornings. A little spring to my step, right? This is, you know, right after light, you know, at dawn, and Miss Mosquito is usually still in bed. It's just me walking around our place. Our dogs, Choo-Choo and Farley, they're pretty old now, you know, and they don't dance as much as they used to when they see me walking around with a spring in my step. They both like to roll over on their backs and look at me longingly and, you know, asking for a tummy rub. Tummy rubs for everyone, I shout. And I can hear the bedroom door in the 1991 Marvelette closing. At least for you guys, I say to our dogs, Choo-Choo and Farley. Hey, one day, recently, Ms. Mosquito and I had to go up to Wilcox to pick up some groceries. And we decided to tie it in with a trip. It was our normal day to take a trip. And so we thought about it, and I said, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get the groceries. I've got coolers. We'll put the groceries in coolers. We'll jump on the interstate, head east to Bowie and San Simon. And from San Simon, we'll head in to the northeastern end of the Chiricahua Mountains, and we'll poke around. Oh, yeah, I felt so great about that plan. I was feeling feisty, that's right. You know, Bowie and San Simon, Arizona, have thousands of acres of pecans and pistachio farms. It's quite a contrast to desert scrub, quite an irrigated contrast. But heading south towards those mountains after we left San Simon, we left farmland behind and got into some immense flat landscapes of nothing but burrweed and snakeweed. The snakeweed was still blooming. You know, when you see snakeweed in that density, it's an indication of some hammered land, but it's still an amazing, beautiful little shrub. What's the genus? I think it's Gutierrezia. I think it is. Anyway, a few mesquites and catclaw acacias started showing up, and then a marvelous landscape of creosote bushes. And many of the creosotes were blooming and in fruit, that little gray, fuzzy seed head. And I always remind myself when I see creosote blooming that, and I hope this number's right, and it might have gone up, but 20 species of native bees visit flowering creosote. Yeah, and that's just the bees. 20 species of native bees visit those blooms, and that's just the bees. There are other insects that visit as well. You know, so in that area, we pulled over and wandered in Chihuahuan desert scrub, and there was some mesquite, not the velvet mesquite. That's where honey mesquite starts to show up. Tarbush was in there, and it was starting to flower. It has this beautiful botanical name, Florenzia cernua. Cernua means nodding, referring to the drooping flower head. Florenzia honors a French physiologist of the 1800s, Marie Jean-Pierre Flourens. We wandered around that area from plant to plant, exclaiming, look here, there's a desert marigold, there's an aquartia, and I don't know, it was a blast. In the low spots for water would sometimes collect were clumps of that native bunch grass, Tobosa. So anyway, we wandered, and then we went back to the truck and continued toward the mountains, toward these low hills with beautiful rocky outcrops. And then all of a sudden, we were in this midst of thousands of small flowering plants. They were roadside, right? Light blue or white flowers on this delicate stems, about a foot tall, big stands of the annual wildflower, Ipomopsis longiflora. It got me excited. I mean, it's common, but it was cool. It's a beautiful wildflower. The floral tube of this five-petaled flower, the floral tube is 2 inches long. It's got to maybe longer. Anyway, it's got to be a moth with a long tongue, right? A moth with a long proboscis that gets the nectar from a plant called Flax Flower Helia. It's Ipomopsis longiflora. It's in the Phlox family, Pulmoniaceae. Ipomopsis means it's like Ipomea, which is morning glory. Longiflora, I bet you can figure that one out. Its botanical used to be Helia longiflora, Helia in honor of the Spanish botanist Felipe Gil, G-I-L. You know, in botanical Latin, if there's a name that honors someone, you pronounce that name as if you're saying her name. Anyway, so now you know. Anyway, we took photos of these beautiful Ipomopsis longiflora. Of course we took photos and continued our trip into the mountains. More adventures were waiting, and then they happened. And then up and over those mountains and headed to our home near the banks of the Ohuajolote, where cool mornings make this fellow feel very feisty. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.